Hi, this is a situation for patient Derek Byard, BERICK BYRD. The date of birth is 3/2/1988. Date of accident is 10/23/2024. Date of service is 10/24/2024. The patient is here for a new patient visit as a result of the automobile accident. Patient reports that he is having pain syndrome since 10/23/2024 after the initial accident. He reports of pain in the right shoulder, lower back, right hip and right elbow. As a chief symptoms. These pains are moderately severe. History of the automobile accident is described as follows. The patient was traveling as a rear passenger in the right in a taxi cab where four people were riding. He was sitting in the right rear passenger on the right side. At around 2 p.m. on Greenfield and Auto Drive, they were driving northbound Greenfield and they stopped on the intersection with Auto Drive when another car came from the side and hit them T-bone front passenger side. The damage to the car is to the front bumper, front tire, axle, and no other damage was reported. The patient did not take any pictures of the car. The damage to the other passenger is also not recorded or to the driver. Regarding his injuries, patient reports he hit his right shoulder into the window and right hip to the door, leading to the pain. Later on, he started having some pain in the lower back, but he denied any injury to the chest, pelvic, or abdomen. History of pain syndrome, patient has denied any headaches and denied any symptoms of PPI. Denied any dizziness, vertigo, loss of consciousness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of equilibrium, seizures, loss of memory, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, loss of concentration, nightmares, pain in the back, number two in the back, and no nausea, vomiting. Patient denies any blood vision, spots in the vision, loss of vision 3. No taste problem, and no smell problem. No PMJ problem. The patient was taken to the emergency room, Sinai Grace Hospital, for 1.5 hours, where X-ray of the shoulder and hip was done, and were found to be okay. And the patient does report saddle anesthesia, especially to the right buttock, and numbness of the continuing of the right thumb. Denies any weakness, lightheadedness, lethargy, difficulty walking, fatigue. Denies any incontinence to bowel or urine. There is no anxiety, depression, panic. History of the pain syndromes are as follows. Patient is complaining of this mild to moderate pain in the right shoulder, which is around 5, and he can lift his arm up to 150 degrees with no appreciable weakness of the shoulder. And pain is felt in the posterior part of the shoulder mostly. He does report some weakness of the right hand, and he also has some pain in the elbow and the right thumb. The patient reports pain in the lower back is 8 and is shooting down to the right leg posteriorly up to the ankle. There is also some pain in the right hip and right thumb and right elbow, which are constant. He can walk up to 2 blocks. He can sit for a little while, like 10 minutes, because his right hip started hurting. Standing is painful, sleep is only for 3 hours. And these pains are described to be moderately severe from 5 to 8, as throbbing, shooting, sharp. Modified factor for the pain are pains worsened by sitting and walking and relieved by nothing. ADLs are affected. And regarding the past investigation, patient was at the San Andreas Hospital. No X-ray CT scans were done. No past treatment has been provided. Please review the records for the system review. Past surgical history, allergies, family history, relationship status, employment. And legal history and personal history, as well as the ADLs. History of physical examination, 36-year-old African male. Okay, good build, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative, conscious. This is sinuses, jaundice, clubby, bulimic. No acute distress, shortness of breath, or severe pain faces are noticed. Patient doesn't appear to be anxious and lethargic. The patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Dress and hygiene is normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without adaptive device. Just the example from the template. The blood pressure is 161/105, pulse is 78, pulse ox 178, height 5'7", weight 250. In the neurological examination and musculature examination are from the template, no muscle spasm or fasciculation, normal muscle tones. Musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is normal, please use the template. Spine tenderness, only the right SI joint. And L5-S1 is noticed to be mildly tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm is noticed from L1 to L5, right-sided. Paravertebral muscles hypertonicity, none. Range of motion of cervical spine. Outwards flexion 50, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral. Rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, bilateral rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify the pudding buckler. Cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Hoffman sign is negative, Thurman test is negative, distraction test is negative, so all test is negative. Thoracic spine. Bruce test is negative, slump test is negative, in the lumbar spine. Budzeski Kernig test is negative, straight leg raising test is positive for the right side at the 20 degrees. The cross leg raised test is positive. Chem test is positive. Brzezinski sign is negative. Berger test negative. SI joint, right SI joint is slightly tender with positive favor touch and Bassman test. Negative standing flexion test, negative iliac compression, negative dissection test. Diagnosis general, V8 9.2 X60, CNS R51, R42, F41.1, F32.9, nerves M39.2, muscles M60.9, ligaments M54.0, right shoulder M25.511, M75.110, M75.30, M75.50, S43.0, 4 feet to the elbow, right elbow, and 25.5 to 1. I'm 70.31 and 75.20. Right hand and right wrist and 25.531 and 79.641. Pretty big strength. And 54.2, 50.20, 54.12, S, 13.4, XXL. And 54.09, 54.6, Lumbersman, and 54.5, 51.27, 54.16, 54.42, S, 33.5, XXL. SI joint, and 46.1. And 54.17. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan. Physical therapy is ordered for the neck and the lower back, right shoulder, and right SI joint with muscles present. Also for the right thumb tendonitis. Traction massage, aquatherapy. And ordered. Disability provided for the work. Patient is off work, housework replacement, and transportation. There is the following medications: non-narcotic, Mobic 7.5 twice a day, 60 tablets. Flexeril 10 milligram twice a day, 60 tablets for muscle relaxation. Mobic was for anti-inflammatory. Allowable 50 milligram at night for sleep, GAD disorder, and pain relief. Lidocaine gel 5% is provided for topic of pain relief. Narcotic pain medication, all trans 15 milligram every 8 hour PRN, 15 days, 90 tablets are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Fitness club, yes. Review of the available MRI and other imaging records, none. Past medical records are being requested from the hospital. That patient went for a year. Interventional pain procedures, none are being recommended. Surgical options none, neuropsych none, attended care none, case worker none. Past medical records are requested released. Investigations in patient being held at MRI for the lumbar spine on the right shoulder to identify the pathology. DME, patient has been provided with a order for back and brace. A patient being supplied with a back brace and neck brace for further healing. Educational, yes. Follow visiting 15 days, direct contact person.